Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool.
You are listening to an encore presentation. This is last week's episode of Jefferson State of Mind.
All right, good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, raring to go. Happy New Year. The first show of the new year. We're ready to go and get this party started in the sense of moving forward with Jefferson. A lot of things are going on behind the scenes, and kind of the analogy I like to use is, you know, the little duck floating along in the water, just moving along consistently, just bobbing and weaving out there. Well, there are a lot of little feet. There are a couple little feet under that little duck moving like crazy all the time. That's what we're doing. There's a lot of us doing, or a few of us doing a lot of little work going on and bobbing and weaving and using the system that we have before us so that we all benefit from it. So that's what we're working on right now, and we just want everybody to know that so that you can be rest assured that we are working on it. Things are going to be happening, and it's just a timing issue. So we're using the calendar before us, and we pray, and we ask for everybody else's prayers to make this happen. So that's where we're headed right now. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Ben. How are you doing, buddy?
So far, so good. And we're getting a little bit of liquid sunshine out there and a little bit of snowflakes on the surrounding mountains because some of the roads are requiring chains and all the other good stuff. So everybody out there, please travel safely. Be smart about what you're doing when you're driving out there.
Or stay at home by a fire and sing Christmas carols, even if it's past Christmas.
You can sing Christmas carols any time of year.
Yeah.
Especially like July. It helps cool you off a little bit.
Well, I've got some interesting news from Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. They won their court case in federal court, and they are forcing the state of California. Now, this is just in the county of Los Angeles. The state of California is removing 1.5 million voter registrations that are registered names that are invalid. 1.5 million. That just happened, I think, Thursday of this week.
And that's in one county?
Los Angeles County, 1.5 million.
1.5 million. Hey, that's about the total territory of the entire, or total population base of the entire territory of Jefferson.
Yes, sir. In fact, it's a little bit more. You're right.
It's like, good Lord.
Oh, man. You know, when you stop and think about the corruption we have in the state of California, and I know my good friend Jimmy should be calling in here soon. He's got some information on the bullet train that's new.
Oh, we're going to have another bullet train?
Oh, well, apparently it's up a little bit higher than it was. But it's great news about Judicial Watch, and thank you, Tom Fitton. And, you know, honestly, it's a, you know, an organization that if you're going to give money to something,
they deserve
it, those people deserve it.
Absolutely.
Also, I would like to also let people know that on Saturday between 10 and 11 a.m., we have Veteran Talk Radio right here on KCNR. Doc Williams is the gentleman who is MCs that. Our good friend Frankie Rose is, who is our, who we consider our treasure, the County of Shasta's treasure. When we become Jefferson, we're gonna have a street called Rosie Way, or the Rosie Way,
or the Rosie Way.
But anyway, that's a great program, folks. On at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11 on Saturday. So you know, if you can't listen to it, you're doing something on Saturday morning. They podcast and archive like we do. And, you know, I think that as we look at moving ahead here in Jefferson, there's three main things we need to look at, and I'll do this very quickly because I think we've got a phone call, and I think it might be Jimmy. Number one, we need to support our veterans. I mean, without our veterans, nothing else really...
We wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here. Nothing else would be happening for us in liberty. I mean, we wouldn't have any liberty We're losing it now, but we wouldn't have any at all if it wasn't for our veterans. Also, the businesses. If you're in business here in the state of California and you're not upset with what they're doing to you and you aren't looking at state of Jefferson in a real hard look, I kind of wonder what you're doing, because businesses are leaving left and right. And if you're in the business community here in the state of California, I would really ask you to take a very, very serious look at Jefferson. And the third thing is we have to understand that we've got 8 million gun owners here in California, 8 million. And I went into Jones Fort the other day and talked to Patrick, who's a wealth of information, along with being, well, he's my favorite vendor anyway, going and seeing Patrick and chit-chatting with him on everything that's going on with the Second Amendment here. And, you know, with that and with talking about the Second Amendment, I'd like to bring in Mark Baird to talk about the event that he's having this weekend, which we're all excited about. And, Mark, are you there, my friend?
Good morning, Mark. Hello? It's the phone thing they're doing.
They're doing the phone thing.
Is Mark on yet, Jared?
Are you there, Mark?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Barely.
Barely. Go. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here. So it's a snowstorm up here. We're just we have the funeral service for Officer Singh on. We were kind of watching that in between plowing snow and feeding animals, and it just brings back to mind that you know, we have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens in this country, and some of them are criminals and they're murdering people, and you know, your defense is up to you. The government can't protect you. They won't protect you. They maybe even some officers would probably like to protect you. Some departments probably do better than others, but it's not their duty. It's not their responsibility. A judge just threw a lawsuit out of court in Florida where the parents of the murdered teenagers in Parkland High School sued the Broward County Sheriff Scott Peterson, who was assigned to school resource duty, and when the crazy shooter started going off in the school killing people, he remained outside waiting for backup, or I don't know what his logic was, and it doesn't matter now. But the point of the exercise is he did not rush in and stop the shooting, even though he was there and he was armed. You know, I just want to let people know that your defense is your responsibility. It's not anyone else's. No one else is going to take that mantle for you. And several Supreme Court cases, Warren versus D.C., Ballesteri versus Pacifica Police Department, DeShaney versus Winnebago County, Castle Rock v. Gonzalez, Risk versus New York, Martinez versus California, and all the outcomes are the same. And then California Government Code, 821, 845, and 846. The government has no duty whatsoever to protect an individual from crime or violence or anything else for that matter. And further, you cannot sue them for failing to protect you. So the judge in the Peterson case threw that lawsuit out of court because the judge ruled that the government has no duty to protect you from anything. Your right and your responsibility to protect yourself, your family, your community from evil rests in the Second Amendment. That's what it is. Now, you may like that, and you may not like it. You may agree with that, you may not agree with it, but it is the truth, folks, and it's the truth under the law. Now, in the state of California, your ability to protect yourself, your family, your community, your state, your nation rests with one government official in each county, and one only, and that's the county sheriff. If he does not want you to get a mother may I slip so that you are allowed under certain circumstances and certain places with certain firearms that he approves of and that you train and qualify with and you get a background check and you pay the money and you wait for the background check and you wait for the permit to be issued and the interviews and everything else. And if he does not want you to have that permit, you will have no ability to protect yourself in public. Because in the state of California, in 1967, the Second Amendment was banned. The open carry of a loaded weapon was banned. And in 2012, the open carry of an unloaded handgun was banned. And in 2013, the open carry of an unloaded long gun was banned. Your Second Amendment right has been banned in California. Concealed carry is not a right. The courts have held that again and again and again and again. The latest case was Rothery versus Sacramento. The right to concealed carry does not exist. Peruta v. San Diego, in bank with United States Supreme Court cert denied. That is the law of the land. Concealed carry falls wholly outside the Second Amendment. States can regulate it. They can ban it. They can issue any restrictions they want to, any permit they want to, any fee they want to, any requirement they want to, or they can ban it altogether as they so choose on any given day. So in the state of California, you have no right to self-defense anymore. Now, if you would like that right to be restored to you, help us. People of all the counties of the state of Jefferson, my wife and myself, Cindy and I, are bringing a lawsuit against the state of California to have the right to open carry a loaded weapon restored to Californians. Now, why not the right to concealed carry? Because it's not a right. The courts have held that. It is the law. But those same courts have also held again and again and again that open carry is the core right of the Second Amendment. So we are bringing suit against the state of California to restore the right to the open carry of a loaded weapon for self-defense purposes. And if you would like to see your right to defend your family restored, help us. I mean, you know, come on, folks. This is something we're trying to do for everyone. You have a vested interest in this. Help us. We have to keepandbear.com. You can donate there. We have a dinner in Yreka. There are a few seats left on January the 12th at the Miners Inn in Yreka. There are a few seats left. You can learn how to get tickets at tokeepandbear.com. And all of the counties of the state of Jefferson are pitching in on this.
Yep.
All of the county committees have agreed.
Yep.
This is the state of Jefferson trying to restore your rights.
Yep.
And to get the socialists to leave us alone.
Hey, Mark.
You know, we need to get. Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to have to take a break. I want you to hold all your thoughts, and I do have a couple questions about this. In fact, as we go to break, you're going to like the ad we're going to run here. And also, we have Jimmy. I know you're on the line, buddy. We'll come to you right after the break. So, Mark, stay with us, and time has come.
For 51.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Jefferson State of Mind recorded last week.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And you are listening to an encore presentation of Jefferson State of Mind recorded last week.
Thanks for holding over. We have Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy? Can you hear me, Jimmy?
Jimmy, are you there?
There, I can hear you now.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, you know what? I have been watching this stuff on the mainstream news. I know that's bad, but the Democrats are putting up such a fuss about $5.6 billion for the border wall, correct?
Yes.
Now, our bullet train, our beloved bullet train, has now gone up to a $77 billion budget. That is, I mean, and they can't spend 5.6, I mean, I know it's federal, but they can't kick $5.6 billion for the wall.
Yeah, well, that's just sort of the way that California rolls. And, Mark, you're still with us, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, I just can't hear Jimmy on the other line.
Okay, well, I know you guys got stuff to talk about, but really quick, California right now, this last year has spent $3.1 million a day, every day, on this train. And the target date of 2033 is going to go over, obviously, and have it's going to cost an extra $2 billion, and the feds or the state has allocated basically $98 billion as a, you know, what's going to be our final tab. So anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there, people, because it's, you know, it's just ridiculous what's going on here.
Yeah, another good reason for the state of Jefferson. I mean, again, it's the type of thing, if you're in a business, how can you possibly, in your right mind, think that California's on the right track? I mean, it's beyond belief.
You can't.
I mean, especially if you're in a business.
Logic and common sense play into it. You can't.
The Rail Authority, okay, has been adding executive staff this year, but currently has 226 state employees and also hundreds of consultants who have helped, quote, manage this problem. I mean, how many people are we paying here to do what?
I know, brother. I know.
So, anyways, I'm going to drop this article off to you guys so you can look into it further.
Outstanding.
I just barely touched on it.
Can you call into Sovereign Minds? Can you call into Sovereign Minds with this?
Sure.
Or you may even want to come see them if you're driving around.
Yeah. Okay, guys. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good day, buddy.
Hey, Mark. I've got a quick question for you, and I just want to make sure that we're correct on this, because when you quote 821, 845, and 846, that is the California code. Isn't that correct?
That is California's government code.
Okay. California
government.
If you
want to look it up, all you have to do is put in your search engine, California government code, section 821, then California government code, section 845, and then 846, and you can read it for yourself.
Perfect.
That cities are not bound to create police departments. No state employees will be held liable for acts of omission or commission. And the government has no duty to protect you, even from a person they've arrested and allowed to escape. I mean, these are the rules. These are the laws. They're pretty much the laws in every state. These cases are rejected again and again and again when people realize they wake up from whatever sleep they're in after some family member or some innocent police officer is murdered by an illegal alien or anybody else for that matter. And they want to sue. The first thing they want to do is sue the government for failing to protect them.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
And the Second Amendment is your right to protect yourself. No one else has the right to protect you but you.
Well, and then keep in mind, too, that this happened down in Newman, Stanislaus County, California, which is one of the southern tip, is part of the southern tip of Jefferson. So that happened in Jefferson County.
Right.
Ugly. Very ugly that that happened. So I want people to wrap their head around that.
There's a caveat to that, too.
Yeah.
Down in Stanislaus County, I was watching Fox News, and Francisco Hernandez, who is a pundit on Fox News, I think it's Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a pundit, and he said that the Stanislaus sheriff had this guy in custody twice and let him go, and he called the Stanislaus sheriff on Fox News a liar twice, not once but twice. In fact, the host had to clarify it. He said, yeah, he's lying. He had him in custody, and then he let him go. And
for DUI.
For DUI, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching that, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a pretty bold statement. You know, and certainly I don't know which way it falls, one way or the other, but I know that that's a very interesting caveat to what's going on, because the pundits now are getting pretty bold in their statements about people. And even, you know, when the host clarified it, saying, you're calling this sheriff a liar, he says, yes, he's lying. And, you know, I mean, I think that we really need law enforcement sheriffs to stand their ground with this sanctuary thing. And I don't know where the truth lies in that whole thing, but I found it interesting.
Well, I mean, here's the government accounting office's statistic. This is the government's numbers, not mine, not the state's. This is the GAO's numbers, that there are 250,000 criminal aliens behind bars in the United States that have been arrested an average of 7 times each.
Oh, wow. So they get let go. Yeah.
Well, 500,000 drug offenses, 70,000 sexual offenses,
oh my God,
215,000 assaults,
wow,
125,000 arrests for larceny, theft, and other related crimes, and 25,000 murders.
I have a question.
I mean, yes, go ahead.
Why don't we deport these jackwagons that keep doing all these violations against the sovereign citizens of our country, deport them, close the border, and keep those jackwagons out of here? I mean, why do we have to pay our tax? Why do we have to pay our tax dollars in every state to keep taking care of these jerks that are in jail, that are being treated better in jail than they would be in their own native country? Take them home, drop them out of the plane, let them go.
That would be a good question for the Democratic supermajority in Sacramento and Governor Newsom, actually, because the trail of blood leads straight to that building.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You mean the same government officials
and
that
the
are...
The steps are red, that's for sure. The steps are red going into that building, you're right.
And Kevin Leon, former Senate pro tem, who unsuccessfully ran for United States Senate, thank you, Jesus,
yes,
authored SB 54, the sanctuary state policy. And then that guy had the gall to send a condolence to Ron L. Singh's family after he was murdered by an illegal alien shielded by that very policy. Look, guys, the nuts are in charge of the insane asylum, and all of us regular people are locked up inside. And the the insane people are in the Capitol in Sacramento, and, you know, voters put them there. That's why we need Second Amendment rights. That's why we need the state of Jefferson. We can do this. We can win. We had meetings with the attorneys last night. We're going to have more about our appeal. We're going to have more meetings with all of the attorneys and the consultants crafting the appeal to the Ninth Circuit right now, because a criminal liar judge in Sacramento turned to the people of California and said, even though you have the First Amendment right to petition your government for redress of grievance, you do not deserve a day in court to have those grievances heard. So that's the fight we're in, everybody, and we did it to ourselves. But here's the good news. We're the only ones that can fix it, and we are trying to fix it, and we need your help. You know, court cases are not cheap. If you want your rights to be restored to you because you've lost them, they're gone, through our own, and I'm included in this group, through our own inactivity, inattention, being asleep at the switch, I don't care what you call it, our liberty in California is gone. But we can restore it. We can regain it. We are the people. We have all the power, we're trying to start using it. But we need your help. We need more than the same couple hundred people that do all the work. We need the average guy to wake up and start helping. And if you can't show up, at least contribute to the cause by donating.
Right, and you can make your donations and mail them to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O 96073. And you can make your checks out to SOJ or SOJ Formation for the court costs that way. And
the other case that we can win very
right.
handling in California is the right to the open carry of a loaded weapon. You know, these sheriffs, you ask them all, man, they're dead set against that, because even though they all claim to be constitutional officers, none of them wants to see the average guy be able to protect himself and his family in this state. So, you know what? Let's do this in spite of all of them. Let's let the people speak. Go to the website, tokeepandbear.com. Help us win this first battle with the Second Amendment. The state of Jefferson's lawsuit is going to take longer because we're forced into the Ninth Circuit. But this one we can win, and we can win it now if you help us. And let me tell you what that'll do. It will send a very powerful signal to the liars and cheats in that building in Sacramento of who is really in charge of this state. And that's you, if you choose to be.
Amen.
Well put. Dave, we have Dave on the line here. Dave, are you there?
Good morning, Dave.
I am here.
Hey, how you doing, Stonewall?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
So far, so good.
Good, Dave. Great. Just been listening this morning and wanted to show my memory of Mark Baird standing next to Sheriff Adam Christensen in Stanislaus County. This was probably 2 years ago, and that sheriff giving his opinion of the state of Jefferson, which was positive, and his opinion of the Constitution, which he seemed to be in favor of. And then later on, when SB 54 was being questioned, and the good people of Jefferson went to him and that Board of Supervisors and asked him to sign the resolution against SB 54, they did nothing. They spoke of their fear of being sued by the ACLU, and they didn't want to cause any more cost to the county. In my own county, we went before the board on February in 2017 and asked them to do the resolution, and it wasn't until the following September or October that they finally, on their own, quote-unquote, decided to sign a resolution against SB 54. There was just so much resistance, and even our constitutional sheriff at the time just didn't have it in him to come out and say he was going to be against SB 54. And he said, you know, I'm bound between my two different oaths. And I even pulled him off to the side and said, you're not bound between your oaths, because the California Constitution states that the United States Constitution is the supreme land of the law, and that California is an inseparable part of that. So, you know, you always know which side to come down on when there's a conflict. But enough of that. What I really wanted to call about was let everybody know Tuolumne County is having a Second Amendment rally on Tuesday at the Willow Springs Clubhouse. beginning at 5:30 a.m., and I'd like as many people to show up as they can and learn about your God-given rights. I'm going to hope to explain how all of that works, and you got to remember that your right to self-defense is part of you. It's part of your character when you're born. It's formed either by God, if you so believe in a creator, or by instinct, if you don't believe in a creator. I don't care. That doesn't really matter. But you have to defend your right to be able to defend yourself. Otherwise, your life is worthless.
That's 5:30 p.m. where, Dave? 5:30 p.m.
At the Willow Springs Clubhouse in Soulsbyville.
Okay, p.m., not the a.m., not the 12 hours prior to that.
No, I don't get up that early for anybody.
Well, that's awesome. You guys are going to have a rally. Good job. Give us some footage on that.
Apparently, the sheriff in Stanislaus County, not but once, but twice, rejected the resolution for the county to sign a resolution saying that they would be a non-sanctuary county. I know here in Shasta County, our sheriff was for that, and we did have a resolution, as we did in Tehama County and many other counties. I think there's something like, 27 counties in California went? Something like 27 or 28?
In California?
I think so.
Oh, you mean that did the resolution?
Did the resolution.
I don't remember how many for sure. I don't remember.
There,
I know
there was a lot. Yeah, so Stanislaus not to do it twice was, there's some questions there. But anyway, thanks for the call, Dave. And Stonewall, keep your powder dry, buddy.
Will do. I'll be talking to you later on, Terry.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Mark, interesting situations we have. I think that our sheriffs, you really want to, I mean, Mark, it was a good point that Dave made, and the point being that Article 3, Section 1 does state specifically that that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
When that basically trumps the, no pun intended, that basically trumps the California Constitution itself. I mean, it's in two places. It's in the Constitution of the United States about immigration and who basically has the jurisdiction over that, and also in our Constitution. I mean, how did the sheriff justify this? Just maybe you can kind of clarify that for folks, or I have no idea what they're thinking, but what's your take on all that?
Well, look, sheriffs are scared. I mean, let's get right down to the human element. They're afraid. I think it was Shasta County Sheriff said he would be afraid that his officers would see people with weapons. So let's just think about that for a second. Who runs the station? Do we run it, or are we subjects of the government? Because here you have supposedly a constitutional officer who made the statement that his officers would be afraid if he saw the average citizen armed in his own defense. Well, what the heck, you know? I mean, that statement alone as a citizen kind of angers me. I don't care what the sheriff thinks. I don't care what his officers are afraid of. I have the right to defend myself and my family against harm no matter where I am. So if a police officer, who, by the way, part of the job description is kind of being able to tell the bad guys from the good guys, and I think weapons handling is a large part of the training, at least it was when I was doing it, and so I was never afraid when I saw a gun, and particularly in the hands of a law-abiding citizen, I was kind of glad, because response times in my county are long sometimes. So to me, a citizen properly armed and properly trained in the use of that arm is a welcome sight to me. It's nothing to be afraid of. I don't live in a big city. I don't know. Maybe it's different there. Maybe the government is too afraid and doesn't trust the people that live in cities with their own defense, and even though they're not willing to do it for them. But to me, a statement like that means you need a new sheriff. My sheriff's the same way. It's just really not necessary. And, you know, I'll give a concealed carry permit to people who can pass the background check and are willing to jump through all the hoops because, you know, that's a testimony to your good character. But what about the next sheriff? What about the people that can't afford a permit? What about people with older eyes that can't put 80% of their hits in the 9 ring from 21 feet with a short-barreled pistol? What about those people? What about people who don't have the time to go through the whole process? What about the people who can't take off work to go fill out all the paperwork, get the live scan, wait for the background check, do the interviews? What about people who don't feel that their rights require them to wait for all that stuff and do all that stuff and beg the government for permission for self-defense?
Well, you,
you know, to me, this is a travesty of liberty. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think, folks, if you're listening to this program, you need to pass this program around. Remember, this is archived and podcasted, and I think that's important. And I think if you live in the counties, you need to be asking your sheriffs those questions. I mean, you know, Mark has made some pretty bold statements here, but they're the truth. And I think that's been the thing we need to set aside here. We need to understand where we are in this state. We need to understand that this state is gone. The Democrats, we know what their agenda is. Last year, there were 1,000, for this year, rather, 1,013 laws. 1,013 laws, let's name a few of those. I mean, God only knows. And on top of that, there are only 11 senators that are Republicans out of 40 in California, and only 20 assemblymen out of 80. And so when you look at this, when you look at these ratios and you look at what's going on, it's time for bold statements. Now, I know that some sheriffs come on the air and they'll be on a radio program. They'll say, well, you know, and then the host on the radio program will talk about, oh, you've been, you know, citizen of the year, and you've been this, and you've been that, and you've been this, and you've been that, and this and that, and this and that. And that's all wonderful, fine, and dandy, but when push comes to shove, where do these guys line up? When push comes to shove, and I do know that yesterday I was listening to a program, and I did hear that a gentleman had a conversation with friends of his on RPD at the Reading Police Department, and apparently they've been put on some sort of, and I don't know, you know, this is just something I heard on another radio program. This guy was saying that apparently they've been put on some sort of notice to be weapon ready or something. Now, maybe that person, if you're listening, could call in and clarify that, but that was a pretty bold statement actually made on Freedom in Action yesterday. So with that, I think we probably ought to go to our last – or go to a break here because we haven't done that, and maybe we can run that out again, Jared. And also, Mark, can you hold on for us, buddy?
Sure.
Thank you. Thomas Coombe.
For 51.
And you're listening to an encore presentation of Jefferson State of Mind recorded last week.
Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. In the darkness with the radio playing low end. The secrets that we share. Mountains that we move.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime is Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Before it's too late.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Jefferson's State of Mind, recorded last week.
Don't try and take my guns away.
Yeah. Good song.
You're in the land of the free.
They can take him lead first.
This is the home of the brave. And I ain't gonna be your slave. So don't try and take my guns away.
And tomorrow night.
Amen.
Big American night. Parade. Tomorrow night. Big night. Tomorrow night. At 2570 South Bonneview at Faith Community Church. And yeah, I did say the name of the church should be unnamed. And I said it because tomorrow night's meeting is very, very important. It's so important that I know a couple of people from our police department are interested. Mark Baird will be speaking, and he will be talking about the Second Amendment, and he will be talking about liberty and how we regain that. The theme is all things Jefferson. One last thing before we bring Mark back on the program, and that is that there was a discussion here on Free Fire Radio where there was the officer who's in charge of the daytime distributing of officers and everything that was on. And he was discussing the issues of 54 and also SB 109, et cetera, et cetera. And really and truly, the issue and the problems he's having isn't even the criminals, because if he could arrest the criminals for crimes that are crimes, and if he could put them in jail, then that would solve a lot of that problem and also be a deterrent. The big enemy he has is the legislative body of the state of California that is creating laws that inhibit and stop our police officers from doing even the minimal things that they're still able to do.
Those are the true criminals.
Yep, that is the true criminal.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yes.
We're looking forward to having you come in tomorrow night, buddy. This is going to be great. 6 o'clock, I know you've got a lot of great things to tell people, and the event is going to be fantastic on Saturday.
Now, quick question, Mark. How many tables and or tickets do you guys have left? Have you done a quick counting on that to know what you've got available? I know you're getting down to the wire here. What's left?
We have approximately 5 tables left, or that would be 40 individual seats. That's all that's left out of 240. There's only 40 left. And I know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, 3 tables sold in one day.
Nice.
So 24 in one day. So people that want to come, you know, get us the information quickly, because we can't sell any more than 240 because the fire marshal won't let more than 240 in, and we had to plan the dinner and so on. But, you know, it's going to be a prime rib dinner. We have a lot of cool stuff that's going to be raffled or auctioned off, and I mean some really fun stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be informative. There's some great stuff to win and to purchase at auction. And it's going to go towards the legal case to restore the open carry of a loaded weapon in California pursuant to the Young versus Hawaii ruling in the Ninth Circuit, which says open carry is the core right of the Second Amendment. It is unconnected with militia service. It predates the Constitution, and it applies to public areas And then another case, Chambers versus U.S., says every judge in the circuit is bound by Young versus Hawaii, and all we have to do is force California to follow the rules of its own circuit court. So, you know, help us out here, folks, because this is an important victory. This is something we can win, and it'll be a very strong message to lawmakers. It will infuriate them that the people are taking charge of their own state, the state that we created to protect our freedom. So let's get together on this one. Let's do something great. Let's show the crooks and liars in Sacramento that we are the people and we have all the power and we will not submit to tyranny. And our liberty and our dignity and our freedom are not there for their taking. And they are not, we are not playthings of the government for every social experiment that they decide to perpetrate on the people. We will not submit. I will not abdicate my liberty to anyone. Ever. And I'm asking you to join us. And then join us in the state of Jefferson so we can create a state where we don't have to fight these battles every single day. You know, in July of 2019, you're going to have to get a license to purchase ammunition. You can't carry more than 20 rounds into the state of California, even if you left with them. I mean, that's like taking your apple to Oregon, but you can't bring the apple back with you. I mean, it's ridiculous. These things are socialist. Government social engineering project, and you are the subject of them. You are subject to the government of California. You are no longer a sovereign citizen.
Amen.
Help us take it back. We can.
We can do that. Hey, Mark, we've got to roll over real quick. We've got another caller on the line. Nick, are you there, buddy? Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, you know what? I just got a call, and it was some idiot soliciting money for the police. He gave me a big spill about how their hands are tied and they don't have the equipment to defend themselves and would I make a contribution? And I said, no. And he said, excuse me? And I said, hell no. I said, all I can do is afford to do is protect myself, and they won't even do that. They don't need my money. They've already got too much of it.
There you go.
I just thought I'd share that with you. You know, these fundraisers, usually about only 10 or 12% of it goes towards the cause. The rest of it goes to the people that are calling that aren't even part of that.
Well, that's true. You know, and I think that, you know, and that's the case with a lot of charities, too. There's some good ones. Salvation Army, the majority of it goes to folks. And St. Jude's Hospital might be the best, but it all goes to the kids. But you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, the police have tons of weapons.
Oh, boy.
But Barry, that's one important distinction we should make to the state of Jefferson and to this
yes.
Keep and Bear Arms fundraiser. 100% goes to the legal fund. We
yes.
don't have any paid staff. We don't have any administrative overhead except, I think, for $100 a month for a bookkeeper. So everyone involved in this is doing it to recover their liberty, not to get money. We don't get any of this money ourselves. We wouldn't take any of the money ourselves. 100% of the money goes to the cause to restore liberty for all Californians. And I don't care what your political party is. We're going to restore your liberty whether you want it or not. And then once you get it back, you're welcome. And you can do whatever you want with it. But the point is, it takes all of us, and we need your help. We can't do this alone. The things that we're taking on are too big for 5 people or 10 people or even 100 people to do alone. It's time to get off the couch and stand up and help if you would like to restore liberty for your children, your grandchildren, and future generations.
You're absolutely right. And on that note, too, when you're talking about where the money goes, Mark, when we do the administrative paperwork, if you will, you know, the toner for the printers, the paper that we print on, all that stuff, guess what? We are paying for it. The donations do not pay for that. And I know that
right.
very well because I do a lot of paying for that. I mean, that's the stuff that we have to do. And you have to have those paper trails. You have to have all that stuff that's auditable by your team. You know, you want to make sure you stay in check and everything's clean and it's consistently done correctly. And so we have our paper trails, and you have to generate that paper trail. So you buy boxes or reams of paper. You buy toner up the wazoo so you can print everything. And so we have that, and we're doing it the old school way so we can have a physical piece of a documentation versus just it being on a computer that you can lose in a heartbeat or on some hard drive
right.
or something like that.
You're
but
right.
we have it backed up,
right.
and we have to do that. So those are hard fixed costs that are part of the process.
Let me get one more thought here.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
You know, if he had been calling to maybe help subsidize the police's pension, I'd have been more sympathetic. I don't know how they can get by on excess of $100,000 a year when I'm sitting here living in my mother-in-law house and my gross income's less than $25,000.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick. You're awesome.
Oh, the king of sarcasm.
Nick isn't sarcastic.
Hilarious. I mean, you know, that's the whole thing here. You know, really and truly, we have to start. There are going to we've got this whole game has got to change here. I mean, really, if we don't start standing up, and Mark, I want to thank you. You know, and I'm sure that all of us want to thank you for the efforts you put out, and also for your frankness and your honesty, and most importantly, your courage to say the things that are the truth that aren't easy to say. And to say things about the truth of the circumstances we have here in this state, which isn't easy. And I commend you for that, and thank you for it.
Had a guy that called me yesterday probably, I don't know, six times. He was calling me until almost midnight last night, screaming at me, "You're going to fail, you're going to fail," you know. And, and you know, look, I don't care. Give me liberty or give me death. I am tired of slow suffocation under the socialist model of liars and thieves in Sacramento who take every cent you have and then give you back the nickel that they think you need to live on. They restrict your right to breathe, your right to drive, your right to own property, your right to use that property, your right to self-defense, your right to the choice of the tool for your self-defense. They want to even limit the right to tell you how many bullets you can put in your own gun when they're not there when the emergency strikes and have no idea how much ammunition you might need on any given day for any given purpose. I will not submit, and I'm asking you to help me. I'm asking all of you to help us regain liberty for you and for your children. And if you don't, shame on you, and quit calling yourself a patriot because you're nothing but a dog. Change your master's table.
There you go.
That's true. You know, and as we look at this too, I mean, the big issues that we face here in the state of California and in the United States, but in the state of California, the big issues that we face are, you know, basically, first of all, the taking away of our guns. There's 8 million of you folks out there. And by the way, you know, we do these programs. They're podcasted and archived.
And they're free.
And they're free. And, you know, we've had people saying, well, gee, what's going on? We do this every single Sunday.
Volunteer.
Yep, volunteer. We pay for the gas to get here. We come in here, we volunteer.
We pay to do this.
We do pay to do this. And, you know, the thing is we're trying to get the word out. But, folks, we need you to be tuning in to get the word. If you don't want to listen to the whole thing, fast forward through what you don't want. But this information is very valid information. The simple information of what Mark gave us just on the the California
code
of 821, 845, and 846 is extremely important. I mean,
and if you don't want to listen to Terry, listen to me.
be like Sally. But, you know, I mean, that's the deal. We have to start standing up. Mark's absolutely right.
Yes.
We need to go to this event. We need to be donating to the court case. Yeah, it's a shame we have to go to court. But you know what?
That's a tool we have we can use.
It's the only tool we have.
Yeah.
Because we've exhausted everything else. And Mark will talk a little bit about that tomorrow night. So, again, tomorrow night, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
At the Faith Community Church.
That's right. You need to be there 6 o'clock, especially if you're in a position of being maybe in law enforcement. Maybe being somebody who is an elected official, you need to be there. And if you guys are listening to this, you need to get them there because they need to hear this stuff.
And they need to be able to ask the questions and understand what's really going on because dollars to donuts, they don't.
They don't. And I know that even when we had our Second Amendment rally in Anderson, I do have to say this, Congressman LaMalfa sat there and listened to Mark the whole time.
He did.
So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, we have to get out there and make sure.
And so did one of our new supervisors.
So did one of our new
Mr.
supervisors.
Comenzi. Yep,
yes,
he was there.
He was there, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the point is you people out there that are in office and you people out there in the community and all of us business owners, we need to be at this thing tomorrow night. We've got to hear this stuff. Does everybody understand we're at the end game? Mark, we got about 10 seconds left. What you got, buddy? Sorry about that.
SOJ51.org. To keepandbear.com. Please go to those websites, learn more. If you don't know, look.
And you've been listening to an encore presentation of Jefferson's State of Mind.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us.